A Brief Look at 1888. Chapter 12. Righteousness by Faith in the True Christ. Righteousness is by faith in this true Christ. Faith is the key word in understanding the truth of the gospel. Jones and Wagoner invested the word with a meaning far deeper than the popular churches had been able to comprehend, for they rightly discerned the agape dynamic of the sacrifice of Christ, though they never used the word. Thus they recognized faith as the sinner's response to, or heart appreciation of, that truly magnificent love. Said Jones, "Ever since that blessed fact came to me that the sacrifice of the Son of God is an eternal sacrifice, and all for me, the word has been upon my mind almost hourly. I will go softly before the Lord all my days. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness." It is hard work. The outstanding fruit of the 1888 message was that it reached and captured human hearts. The messengers and those who heard them were often moved to tears, not of sentimentalism, but truly Pentecostal in depth of heart response, and even ministers requested rebaptism. Here was revival of genuine New Testament faith, because the New Testament dimensions of the love of Christ, as agape, were once more recognized in their length, breadth, depth, and height. The third angel's message came of age in the 1888 insights. The pagan-born doctrine of the natural immortality of the soul had beclouded the cross of Calvary so that many could not appreciate its true dimensions as an infinite sacrifice, a death equivalent to that of the second death. If one holds to the natural immortality of the soul, then it follows that Christ did not die for our sins nor in any way suffer a penalty equivalent to the second death, which loses all meaning. The Roman Catholic and popular evangelical view of the cross is closer to the Hellenistic concept of Eros than the NT idea of agape. Now at last the 1888 messengers related the true Adventist concept of the nature of man and his second death to the cross, and in consequence rediscovered the apostolic faith that once turned the world upside down. Ellen White, inspired by the 1888 message, appealed for presenting Christ and Him crucified to the hungering multitudes. Jones and Wagoner's message was deeply permeated with an obviously profound heart appreciation of the cross. This took them far beyond the Reformation.